Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, and thank you all so much, wonderful grandson Isaiah, for introducing the show as you do always, and so glad to also have you as a business partner in business at 11 years old. Yes, thank you, just make my day every day. Hey, people, well, hey, today's show is entitled Working From Home Made Easy Part 1. It's a two-part show. We're doing part one today and part two tomorrow. And I'm not in front of my computer, so I'm not able to pull up the switchboard. But if you do have a question during the course of the show, you can text that question to 252-406-0774. I'll repeat that number again, and I can answer texts while I am on my my phone here. I don't have one of them fancy doohickey phones, but I can talk and text at the same time and access through some limited internet access via my phone. So, again, if you have a question throughout the course of the show, please feel free to ask your question. Send it in a text, 252-406-0774. And I know the line's still up fast, so if you have someone else that you had told about the show and they call you and say they couldn't get in on the call-in line, you would need to listen to the show from their computer. And you just go to blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101, all one word, and they would be able to access the show. Well, again, my title and my theme and my topic for today is Working From Home Made Easy. Yes. Working from home can be made easy, does not have to be stressful. Working from home can be made easy and does not have to be stressful. That's one of the reasons so many people take on working from home. I know one person who works from home, they call it a pajama mama, because she says basically she gets up in the morning, she gets her children off to school, her husband goes off to work. She works from home. She says she usually lounges around in her pajamas to about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Then she's go get dressed. So by the time the children come home from school and hubby come home from work, you know, and she's out of her pajamas, got dinner together, other stuff, but basically has her day structured and organized. So the first thing that you want to do making working from home easy is that you need to structure your day. Have an agenda, and you really should set it the night before. There's a good book called Eat That Frog, and you want to get it copied. It just talks about proper planning, and when you plan proper, you see, then the night before you've already set your agenda for the next day. See, so working from home is one of the most difficult tasks and challenges that people go through is to transition from working at a job. When a job, they tell you what to do. See, when you work for yourself and work from home, you're the boss, so you have to tell yourself what to do. And so the best thing to do is, you know, plan your agenda the night before. Usually I like to do, for me personally, I plan my agenda on, like yesterday, Friday, for next week. So that way, next week is already set. And once the week is set, that's it. Now, I'm flexible. Sometimes I might change something, but, you know, also I always let people know if, you know, someone calls me and says, hey, I'm going to be coming to town such and such day. You know, I always try, please give me early notice, because if my week is already set and I got appointments set, you know, I don't cancel appointments. That's another thing you have to learn when you work from home, depending on the type of business that you have. And again, on this day, today's show, you know, I'm basically going to give you supportive information regardless of what type of business that you're in. And my philosophy say is this. Whichever type of business that you're in, it'll work if you work it. You know, there are some businesses that have certain advantages over other businesses, but you have to pick your passion, choose what it is that you like to do. And, you know, if you already don't have a business, you need to shop around and find a business that matches your personality so that it's fun. Because, see, the other purpose of working from home is to make sure that you're having fun. If you're not having fun, you're not going to, you know, do what it is that you're doing so long. Now, once you pick your business, and I'm going to give you some tips here in a minute on taxes and some other things, but one of the most important things that you have to do once you pick your business, and this is something that I also do, you have to get a coach. Some people say, a coach? What do I need a coach for? You need someone that you can communicate with that can coach you and help you with marketing your business, see, and how to do certain things in your business, but primarily we're helping you with marketing your business, because most of the time when we choose a business that we like, we know how to do it. We're good at doing it, but we're not good at marketing. And so you need someone that can help you with marketing your business. That's one of the things that I do. Right now I have five people that I'm coaching, you know, and helping them with putting together marketing plans and strategies to market their business. They know their business. They're good at their business. They know it. But their problem is marketing, so they can get, you know, repeat business, customers. Because once you get a good customer, then, you know, you want repeat business. And you can be good at your business. You might, like, you know, let's take an example. One of the people that I'm coaching is a person that's in Mary Kay. She loves doing the facials, the makeup, and all of that. And, you know, is really good at it. Her problem is marketing, how to get out. You know, part of marketing is meeting new people. See, so if you're shy, you know, you got to really work on that, because you need to be able to get out and meet new people. And how do you meet new people? Well, you meet new people every day. If you go, you know, you buy your groceries, you stop and you got to get gas in your gas tank, and you know, so you stop at the store, to buy whatever it is that you need to buy. You're constantly meeting new people, but what are you saying to them? And I know some people say, well, I don't want to just be vomiting on people about I have a business, No, you always, when you meet people, you're always in a conversation with them. Or you can give people a compliment. You see somebody with a child, and the child's really well-behaved, you say, oh, wow, you have such a lovely daughter. Oh, she seems, you know, to be very, very courteous. A personal smile, yes, you know, when I try to teach her well, And then, you know, you just let the conversation flow, and you ask them, you know, what do they do? So, you know, wow, what do you do for a living? You know, and they'll tell you. And inadvertently, it never fails. It hasn't failed yet for me. You know, if the conversation is flowing that way, eventually they're going to get around to asking you. And what do you do? And that's your cue. That's when you give them your 30-second to 45-second elevator pitch. You don't do a presentation. There's a difference between a presentation and a sizzle. You share with them what you do. So like I told the lady that does Mary Kay, you know, I told them, say, you know, hey, I help women pamper themselves, you know, and look good. Oh, wow, how do you do that? Especially if you're talking to another female, you know, and offer something complimentary to people. What I mean by complimentary, I share what I say. You know, offer the person a free facial. You know, let them come by and get a free facial. And if they like it, they'll become a customer. See, but now you just took and turned a conversation, an everyday normal conversation, into a marketing strategy to help you get new customers. And it's the same if you're in the travel business. You know, some people that coached in the travel business. And if you're in the travel business, you know, hey, you see somebody and they're working hard where they're at, you know, you can always hit them with something to say, ooh, you seem to be really working hard today. And they say, yeah, this job be wearing me out. So, I said, I guess you can't wait till it come time to take your vacation. Where are you going for vacation this year? That'll lead to a conversation. Either they're not going nowhere, or, you know, they might tell you something like, you know what, I haven't really thought about where I want to go, but, I got a vacation coming up in August, you know, and I'll be off for a week. I don't know, I might just lay around the house or something. You say, well, look, you give them a card. Hey, I'm a travel agent, and I would love to be able to share some information with you about, you know, some places that you might be interested in going. And you get their contact information, and what you do when you call them back, you do a survey with them. You find out what they like to do. Do they like cruises, or do they just like to go camping or whatever? But you have a survey, and you take that survey, and you find out what their interests are. And then from there, you offer some suggestions of places they can go for their vacation, and that you can take care of that for them, and you book it. And, you know, but with conversation, with seeing somebody working hard and asking them simple questions, I bet you can't wait till vacation time comes, and you wait for a response. Now, you know, if they don't get a vacation, that becomes another question. Have you ever thought about, you know, how to get yourself an instant pay raise? And a person will look at you real curious and say, how can I get myself an instant pay raise? See, that's where you can tell them about becoming a home-based business owner. Because as a home-based business owner, if you have a home-based business and you're working a job, you can give yourself an instant pay raise. And you say, well, how did I get myself an instant pay raise, Mr. Jahi? Baba Jahi, come on. This was spill the beans. How can I get an instant pay raise? Well, having a home-based business is a great tax shelter. So if you're still working a W-2 job while building your home-based business, what you want to do is on your job is you want to take, on your W-4, you want to take 9 allowances. Then, and use key word here, I said, now, 9 allowances. I didn't say 9 deductions. 9 allowances, see, because the government goes by allowances. We think when we put that down, that's how many dependents you're supposed to be having. But no, it's called allowances. And when you put down 9, no tax will be taken out. No federal tax, no state tax. And you say, but I'm going to owe at the end of the year. Well, what you need to make sure that you do, and again, you need to get with a tax professional. I'm a tax professional. I do have a tax website, www.thetaxhelper.weebly.com. thetaxhelper.weebly.com. If you go on that site, you can read some extensive information about home-based business tax strategies. Anyway, I'm giving you one right here. If you're working a job and you have a home, still have a home-based business, you don't have to, but you can if you so desire to. You can do what I call fast forward your taxes and give yourself an instant pay raise. Have no tax taken out of your check. And you still have to take out the Social Security and the Medicare. You can't get around that. You got to take out FICA. But you can not have any federal or state tax taken out of your check. You're fast forwarding your taxes. You settle up with the government at the end of the year, as opposed to letting them hold your money all year long and then ask them for a portion of it back. Now, because having a home-based business, you know, I said it's a great tax shelter. Well, it is, because, see, now when you have your home-based business, whatever portion of your house that you use, that, you know, becomes a percentage that you can use for your, as far as deduction of your mortgage or your rent. On average, the average person, 17 to 25%, of their mortgage or their rent, they're going to be able to write off as a you know, for business use of home. In some occasions, such as the way my house is set up, you know, I use 60% of my house for business. That means 60% of the mortgage is tax deductible. So, and see what that means, you get to write your mortgage off twice. You get to write it off on your Form 8829, Business Use of Home. It's listed on your Schedule C, and then it's also listed on your Schedule A, your itemized deductions. Again, get with a tax professional, or, you know, if you want some advice, you can seek me out. I gave you the website. Also, I gave out my number earlier. If you have a question, you know, you can text that question to my number, 252-406-0774. And, you know, I said I'm a business guru, home-based business guru, a coach, and a tax professional. Okay. So you want to have a home-based business so that in terms of the tax strategy, and here's a list of some of the things that you can write off, and then I'm going to cover some other points about home-based business. Okay, you can write off advertising. Okay, everyone has to put ads out there and advertise. Well, what is your advertising? Your flyers. Or if you decide to put advertising in the newspaper, great place to advertise is the Penny Saver. In some cities, they have Penny Saver. Usually can advertise in there, you know, very, very inexpensively, not a big charge in terms of being able to advertise there. Also, bad debts from sales or services. Depending on the type of business you have, you know, if you have someone who's, I hope this doesn't happen to you, but it does happen at times. You need to put some procedures in place to keep it from happening, you know, not a lot, but sometimes you need to have a person that gives you a bad check and you're never able to get reimbursed on that. So, you know, but you can write off bad debts and sales and services. Your car and truck expenses, this is very, very huge. One of the things that you want to do the key to this is turning personal expenses into business expenses. And so your mileage that you put on your vehicle. Now, one of the things I talked about earlier, you know, I said you go out, do groceries and other stuff. You want to turn those into prospecting sessions. So that way, the mileage you put leaving your house to go to the grocery store. So in other words, basically, when you leave your house every day, your house is your place of business. You want to leave and go somewhere. Well, wherever you go, always have a flyer and a business card. Always. I say some of the time. Always. A flyer and a business card. And you make sure you give one to somebody and you write down wherever it was that you gave it out. That was your prospect. So that way you turn commuter miles into business miles. Again, get with a tax professional on how, you know, to set this up. Again, you know, I'm also available for those services. So, you know, you can seek me out. Go to the webpage. I've done taxes for people all over the country. Okay, some of the other home expenses, like I said, I explained earlier, was expenses for business use of your home, which is your mortgage, your rent, your utility bill, if you have lawn care service. Because remember, your place of business is your home. So when you beautify your home, you're beautifying your place of business. If you end up having repairs, like I talked to a person, one of my clients who just had to replace their central air unit, because their business is in their home, then a percentage of the bill that they spent for that, they can go ahead and write it up. I got two clients who, one, I don't know how this went out, but another one, lightning hit one of them storms the other day in Maryland, and lightning struck their central air unit and knocked it out. And they had to spend $9,000 to replace that unit. So, they got two write-offs for that. One, the lightning hit it and took it out. That's called an act of God. So that was a personal loss and casualty cost, personal casualty and loss. And then also because they had to spend the money on that and they have a business in their home, then it's also business expense. Okay, other things, your insurance, okay? You're a business owner. Your life insurance is not tax deductible because, hey, you're insuring yourself, but you're also insuring your business. Office expenses, your ink, your computer expenses, all of that is tax deductible. If you have to use the internet for your business, which most businesses nowadays, you know, you definitely have to use the internet. So you can write all of those things off. Your supplies, any taxes and license that you have to, you know, to prepare for your business, and also your travel, your meals, and your entertainment. Now, your entertainment, how does that work? So you take someone to a football game. Football season's coming up. You know, you take someone to the football game. That whole experience and that everything that you spend, you can write off as long as within a 24-hour period you talk to that person about your business. You just need to be able to share with them what it is that you do. And when you do that, that becomes a tax deduction. Going to the movies, as long as within a 24-hour period, took the person to the movies, talk to them about your business. You took them out to dinner, you talk to them about your business. That meal is tax deductible. When you go out again, like I said, when you're prospecting and you stop at McDonald's, and again, I don't get no money from McDonald's, so it's not like I'm promoting them. So let me throw Burger King, Wendy's, and Hardee's, and Bojangles, and put all of them in there. So, you know, you go to any of those places, and you grab you some KFC, that's one of my favorite places. You grab you some, some fast food. That you make sure, again, you have a flyer and a business card, and you make sure that you give one to somebody while you're there. You went prospecting, and so while you were prospecting, you bought yourself something to eat. That meal is a write-off because it was a prospecting meal. You know, and so these are tips that are very important to know as a home-based business owner, because what you want to do is you want to reduce that income, and so that if you are, you know, letting them take taxes out of your check on your regular job, that you can get a larger return. I had one client this year who was able to get them $21,000 back on their federal and state income tax, and another client was able to get them $19,000 back, and I think the 21 was the highest this year in terms of one of my clients helping them with their taxes, who also has a home-based business. So one of the advantages of having a home-based business is the tax advantage, and it's important that you understand that the U.S. Congress has created laws that encourage individuals to be entrepreneurs, to start and run their own businesses. And, you know, Congress allows their expenses to be tax deductible to help them grow. So, again, you know, take advantage of something that exists. And there's a gentleman, you can Google him. His name is Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, Botkin, B-O-T-K-I-N. Sandy Botkin, who is a former IRS attorney who has a business called the Tax Reduction Institute. And he has a video on YouTube in which he says you would have to be brain dead not to have a home-based business because of the tax advantages. When you save on your taxes, it's like having residual income, because if you save this year, you're going to save next year and the year on and the year on and the year on. And so you have a home-based business. You want to also make sure to keep it in the family, pass it on from one generation to the next. And, you know, people are getting more, people are getting wiser to this home-based business phenomenon. So you want to definitely take advantage of it. Again, like I said, home-based business, this title of the show is, you know, made easy. You know, working from home, it's easy. Computer and laptop, you know, hey, go to work. But even though it's easy, you have to have a work ethic. You have to have a work ethic. And, you know, which means that you got to have a schedule, see. And, again, the hardest thing for most people is working for themselves because, you know, you got to push yourself. Just like I have friends who think because I work from home that I do nothing. Now, I don't know how they think I pay bills and do everything else that I do from doing nothing, but, I mean, people, you know, they'll call you, and it's like, well, all right, I'm off today. You know, I'm going to go do such and such. So, well, I'm not available. Well, I thought you didn't have a job. Well, I don't have a job. I have a business, and I work from home, and I have my schedule set for the day. You, dag, I wouldn't want to work from home if I had to do such. You just so happen to be off from your job today. But if I call you on a day when I don't have anything scheduled, you have to go to that job, or you have to play safe if you decide to stay home. So, you know, I tell people, make sure you respect what I do. You know, I respect the fact that some people, you know, they're not there yet and they're still working, and some are working and have a home-based business. So, but you got to have a work ethic. You know, you cannot do like on the job. On the job, you know, I know there's people that they just hang around the coffee place all day, or, you know, the water cooler, or you know, sit in the office, supposed to be working on Facebook. And I don't know, see, people, I try to tell people this too. If you want a job working, I know this is a side topic, you want a job working and you want the company's computer and you on Facebook, they got software to check what you're doing on their computer. And they look to see how much time you're putting on it, because they look at that as lost time in terms of wages that they're paying you. And that's why they don't get a raise. See, so that's a whole nother show. Let me get back on task and on point here. Work ethic. So when you work in your home-based business, make sure you have a schedule and have work ethic. Always do this too. Stay positive. I know there's ups and downs, and there's, you know, there's businesses like this, people. Always remember this. There's peaks and there's valleys. There's time when things are up, and there's time when things are down. You stay positive. That's another reason why you should have a coach. Need coach. Yes, you need to have a coach. And, you know, I do complimentary coaching sessions for people who's interested in having a home-based business coach. And then, you know, hey, we see if we can have a, you know, have a match. But I do, I first introduce people to my coaching style and techniques is that I do a comp session. Comp session is a 40-minute session between me and you, the home-based business owner. And, you know, I learn about your business, and find out what your challenges are, and, you know, we talk about what some possibilities could be from me coaching and mentoring you, because everyone needs a mentor. Even if you're not a business owner, you should have a mentor. You should have someone that's mentoring you in life. That's the difference between the people that move forward and the people that don't. And the last point that I want to cover as I begin to wrap up today's show, and we'll be doing part two tomorrow, is personal development. Personal development. And this is very, very key. You have to be always green and growing. Stay green and growing. And the best way to do that is through personal development. And, you know, again, the power of the Internet. I'll just share with you. No, I do a lot of reading. This week I read 4 books, and it's very, very good. One's called Coach and Grow Rich. Another book, The Man Nobody Knows. Another book, 7 Lost Secrets of Success. Another book I read this week was Spiritual Marketing. Now, where I get books from? You go online, and if you Google and search hard enough, you'll find almost any book that you will go to the store to buy, or buy online, or buy at Amazon, somebody put it in a PDF form and file, and you can download it. I saved this week $125 by downloading books that I had been looking for, and I just searched and searched and searched. See, this computer, this Internet thing is like, you know, and if you have a home-based business, make sure that you're doing business on the net. You know, because that is the, I can tell you, you know, hey, it's great. And if, you know, you don't have, you know, big, big, big time sales, you know, get a PayPal account. It's an easy merchant account to set up, you know, or have some kind of way that people can pay you electronically. See, I love it. I mean, I just love people being able to pay me electronically. I don't have to wait. See, I don't take checks. You know, you pay me electronically, that way I know I got the money. I don't have to worry about telling you what's a $50 return fee on a bad check. See, I love being able to get paid electronically. But anyway, the point I was making is this personal development piece is that you want to download books that you're looking for to expand your mind and help you with your business. And on that note, I'm going to wrap up today's segment of Working from Home Made Easy, Part 1. I hope you got something out of this. Go and listen to the rebroadcast. You can pull this up about 10 minutes after this show is over, and or you can share it with someone, and you know they can listen to it on their computer. And I want to thank you for tuning in and spending your morning with me. For those of you who are listening live, for those of you who have caught this in the archive version, I want to again thank you for taking time to listen to this, and again, join me again tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, July 15th at 9 a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be doing Working from Home, Part 2, Made Easy. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to give me a call at 252-406-0774. I'll repeat that number one more time, 252-406-0774. Have a positive, productive, beautiful day. God bless you. Love you. And thank you for tuning in and listening to Baba Chai. Peace.